Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Abbott.
Yeah, weird. Really weird.
Really weird. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. The Beef Council would have been very proud of you yesterday, Robbie. That tri-tip looked fantastic.
I don't know if it could have been any better than it was.
You went into this, you were talking to me. You were very smart to reach out to me about this. Because as you know, no one knows more about tri-tip than I do.
Yeah.
But you also went and consulted a couple of videos, and you were like, all right, I'm just going to do this. And
I did it your way. So I went and looked at a bunch of YouTube videos just to get to some different opinions.
Yeah.
Some of them were trimming the fat off.
Yeah.
Some of them kept it on to keep it juicy and all that. You know, I trimmed a little bit off, but it really was not –
Those ones they gave us, I still have mine. They're pretty lean.
So
pretty
good. We put it on the Weber.
Yeah.
And indirect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say we did it for probably 30 minutes.
It doesn't take long, yeah, because not.
And
not
we looked underneath and we're like, oh, that's like
it's off, in the crust.
And indirect, it was already getting like kind of seared.
It was getting underneath. Yeah.
So I said, let's just go ahead and sear this on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I let it sit for about 30 minutes, pulled it out and cut it up. And I was like, this is perfect.
Tri-tip is so good. So, it's just so good.
You know, I've told so many people the last 2 days about tri-tip that had never
tri-tip
heard
is
it
one
existed.
It's like CrossFit. Once you know.
Yeah.
And like, it's what you want to talk about. Like, what are you grilling? Oh, are you going to get a tri-tip? Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard to believe. Like, we've had cows forever.
Yeah.
And people don't know that tri-tips exist.
Exactly. So what we're telling you is go get a tri-tip or...
And just, thank you to Big Sam Blakeney for the tri-tip.
We owe that.
That one came straight off the cow at Mississippi State.
It was right to our door.
It was excellent.
I got to cook mine. I'm going to cook mine maybe Arkansas weekend. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you certainly are looking for it. The state script, the interlocking, the M over S, they got it all at College Corner. The holidays will be here before you know it. Get ahead of the game with a trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Florida with a half shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. I have not been to Restaurant Tyler in quite some time. I need to make a trip there soon, probably this week. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know. I feel like I'm off my game. I need to go get some blackened catfish. I need to get the Haydad special. Blackened catfish with an extra filet, mac and cheese, cheese grits, cornbread, Coke Zero. Yeah, you know, it's healthy. And, I need one of those. And I'm probably going to get one this week. And I hope to see you there. I hope you can come enjoy a great lunch at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you live, how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how can they help me live? Yeah. I don't know if they have that kind of help.
How can you help us live through Mississippi State?
They don't have that kind of help at Priority One Bank, but they have plenty of help for you and your finances. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Florida 23, Mississippi State 21. Tell them, Falk.
Well,
I didn't even have an intro. It's just like, just go.
All around me are familiar faces.
I bet, I honestly have been dreading this for...
Since it happened.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You know, last night, when State was down 23 to, what was it, 23 to 17 or whatever? No, it was 23 to...
No, 23-14.
Okay. Yeah. 23-14. They had the big pass completion to, I think, Brennan Thompson. They got inside the 10 or whatever. First things first, I said they're not going to score on this because Brennan had to, like, dive to make that catch, like most of the deep balls in that game. And so my first thought was they're not going to score. When they did score, I said State's going to not be able to get off the field defensively. Well, they got off the field, three and out. And so State gets the ball, and they're driving down the field. And I'm thinking, okay, the other things that I predicted have not come true in a good way. This is great.
Yeah.
Could they actually pull this off? We never see this happen for Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you know, I could see them missing a field goal right here.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You know, Kyle Ferry missing two field goals, kind of hard to believe. So all I'm thinking is, you know, it's going to come down to this field goal. Never once did it cross my mind Mississippi State's about to throw an interception to end the freaking game with under a minute left.
Yeah.
You're in field goal range.
Yes, that's correct.
You called a timeout.
Yeah.
And you throw an interception.
Yeah.
My blood pressure over the last 24 hours has not come down.
It has been
topping out.
The over-under on your blood pressure is 195 over 112.
I was watching the replay of that play with my cousin, and he got me on camera spazzing out.
If that cousin is listening, yeah, shoot me a message. I would love to watch that video.
Because I'm sitting there going,
Mine wouldn't be pretty different.
The call right here is really dumb. To throw the football at all is really dumb.
Mm.
But secondly, where is the football going in this situation?
Yeah.
Why are you throwing it to the defensive tackle? Yeah. There was no white jerseys around. Right. They were going this way. He threw it that way.
Correct.
So all that to say, I think the blame of this game is squarely on the shoulders of, to me, both Blake Shapen and Jeff Lebby.
Mm-hmm.
That was your biggest issues in this ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And Blake Shapen actually had good numbers in the game. I think he had over 300 yards passing. He completed his passes for a fairly high completion percentage.
67%.
67%. So if you're just looking at that and you see, I mean, I think State had more yards against Florida than anybody this year.
You have to really have watched the game to know where Shapen messed up.
Yeah. And so let's look at it real quick. Blake Shapen, 24 for 36. That looks good. 324.
Looks good.
Along with 4 touchdowns. He had some big explosive plays.
It's crazy to throw for 326 yards and not have a touchdown in there.
And what's crazy is there's probably 100 yards not on this.
That's easy that money. Beat.
Brennan Thompson overthrown for a touchdown.
Twice.
Dron Glover overthrown for a touchdown. Wide open. Two wide open plays.
Three.
And then three wide open plays. And then the passes he completed were that he had to have a spectacular catch from Brennan Thompson twice and Anthony Evans diving catch. That was on those three passes, you total up the yards that could have been made there. I don't know, 50 more yards?
Yeah.
And then you have the other touchdowns. I mean, this would have been an astronomical game for Blake Shapen had they been able to.
This is a game that the veer and shoot offense, whatever you want to call Lebby's offense, you had the potential to be like 600-700 yards.
I mean,
and
40,
50 points.
468 yards.
They left another 150 yards on the field.
And
easily.
So Blake Shapen played extremely poor in this game, from the awareness side of things to connecting to his receivers to having the players ready pre-snap. You come out of the locker room and you have an illegal procedure because you'd snap the ball before your receivers are set. This team does so many things wrong. They do so many things to shoot themselves in the foot. And that is what's so frustrating about this team, Brian, is that we said coming into the season, if the defense is just bad, if they're just 80th in the country, if they're just, average to bad, State is going to be good enough on offense. They will be able to overcome it. And now you look up and Jeff Lebby is the play caller. He's the head coach, and his offense is the problem. It's not the numbers to me don't matter. 468, those look good. 324 passing. Your running backs, Devon Booth and Xavier Gayton, outside of fumbling, they both rushed for 5 yards a rush. I thought Devon Booth was fantastic in this game.
Played should have gotten more carries.
And so the way this game played out is why it's a problem. Penalties, pre-snap penalties, stupid penalties on defense. Zachary Tillman with a dumb penalty. You had another penalty where you couldn't get off the field on third down. I think it was a pass interference. It's so frustrating. And it's what makes it even more frustrating is you have these people at Florida yelling from the stands, chanting to fire the coach. They actually would have preferred to lose this game to leave no doubt that their coach was going to be fired, and you could not seize that opportunity. Now, we have seen this now for Mississippi State for several years, where they have someone, a lame duck coach, a team that's not really playing very well, and they can't go get it. This was their best chance to go get an SEC ball game, especially on the road in a hostile environment. They handed them the game, three and out, gave the ball back to State. They threw a pass play on third down to give State the ball with 1:45 left. They handed Mississippi State this ball game, and they couldn't take it. Losing teams find ways to lose, and that's what's happening with Mississippi State right now. They are finding ways to lose, and it's not about who they're playing. I can point to every single game this year, especially the ones that they've lost, and tell you that Mississippi State's problems are Mississippi State's problems,
Right.
not what the other team is doing.
And the Texas A&M loss, Texas A&M is one of the best teams in the country. All right. I don't have
But you
any.
have every
You had some
opportunity.
opportunities, but at the same time, I would struggle.
We can call that game a loss,
Yeah.
but I can make a
It's
very valid point.
been a lot more competitive. I'll say that.
Well, State should have been winning that ball game by two touchdowns in the
It
first
should
half.
have been.
Your defense did enough. You were down 14-3 going into the fourth quarter with your offense doing
Doing
absolutely
nothing.
squat. So right now, the biggest problem Mississippi State has is at quarterback and the decision making by Jeff Lebby in critical spots. He's not making the decisions to win games. And I don't know what that was on that last possession. State was moving the ball with relative ease. They could have run the football right there and gotten in field goal range. Florida was not stopping it. Instead, they'd hand deliver an interception to a defensive lineman who just, happened to be standing there. It's the most baffling, the most frustrating, mind-boggling loss I've seen from Mississippi State in a long time, and that's saying something because we've seen a lot of doozies. And it makes me question whether or not, like, do I need to continue to do this for my own health? Do I need to continue to do this? Because if I didn't get paid,
Yeah.
I would not be doing
I
this.
talked about that last night with my wife. I was just like,
I could slip away from sports.
I have to watch these games.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
When I get home from work now, I have to step back and
And that's what,
I watch my
let's
shows.
talk about that a lot, that I'm sure you're in a bunch of group texts with your friends, right?
Oh my God.
And
My phone was on fire.
that's the thing, like this is what they do as enjoyment, everything else. But when they're in their work day, their mind is elsewhere,
Yeah.
right? They're focused on accounting or being a lawyer or being a doctor or being whatever. You and I are Mississippi State football from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed. And so it's inescapable.
And I don't know if I, and I, you know, don't feel sorry for us.
I'm
You
not
work
asking y'all to
stuff.
do that. No,
They
no.
spend money on this stuff.
Like our jobs are not hard.
Not, we'll say it is taxing on
It's
you
mentally
when you
taxing.
grew up a Mississippi State fan. And I know the journalistic integrity and stuff like that. And I feel like I can do my job
You do your
regardless.
job. You don't have to worry
It
about that.
doesn't bother me, but there is a lot of emotion tied to this, and the fact that I'm not a robot. You're not a robot. We grew up diehard Mississippi State fans. So when a team that we grew up cheering for even if it's part of our job, when they have these frustrating moments like they do, it is very, very difficult. So watching that game unfold last night, it made me ill in so many different ways. And the fact that State is so close to 6-1 and they're sitting here at 4-3, that's what's really difficult about it all, because we could be talking about Mississippi State, the playoff team right now,
We
very
really
easily.
easily could.
Now, it would take some work, but I think State could get in with 3 losses, depending on who it is. Texas A&M, Georgia, Missouri,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe.
Because the rest of college football right now is wacky, outside of Ohio State. So it would not shock me if State was a 3-loss playoff team. It would be very, it, you'd have to have some things fall their way. So that's why it's really frustrating that they're 4-3 instead of 6-1 right now. And you're sitting here going, like, can Jeff Lebby win an SEC football game? Because right now he's 0-11 in the SEC.
Yeah.
0-11. That is tough, man. The end of the day, the results are what matters, and I think this team is no doubt just has made an incredible jump from last year, but they're still losing games, and that's what's really frustrating about it. So,
There you go. Let's jump in. These are the things that are true. I'm not doing a lot of preamble today.
thank you.
These are the things that are true. They are brought to you by Bell Building Supply. I told my wife this week our dishwasher was giving us some issues, so we had to pull it out and figure it out, right? And I was like, do we just have a lot of money laying around? Because we could go big here. We could get a dishwasher that we ain't never gonna have to worry about again. A Cove dishwasher from our friends at Bell Building Supply. She turned me down. I mean, which, I get,
Happens a lot.
but buddy, that's a podcast. MA rating. But what I'm telling you guys is this. Are you looking to replace your refrigerator, your stove, your dishwasher? By all means, if you can do that, you should be taking a look at what Bell Building Supply is offering you with the Wolf Range line, with the Sub-Zero fridge line, and the Cove dishwasher line, because they are the best of the absolute best. None higher than what you can get at Bell Building Supply. Call our friend Wes Shelton today. Tell him, hey, I heard about this on Thunder and Lightning. Need a new fridge. He's going to tell you, buddy, I got one for you. None colder, nothing hotter, nothing gets your dishes cleaner than the products from Sub-Zero, from Wolf, and from Cove dishwashers. Check them out. You will not be disappointed if this is a purchase that you made. It's a big purchase. It's a big investment. It's worth every penny at Bell Building Supply. I got 12 things that are true. Let's jump right in. There will be no justifying the final play call.
In any form or
It is
fashion.
unjustifiable. I will not hear anything that tells me that the final play call should not just have been to run the football and kick the field goal. That is the only two things that should have happened there. I saw that Lebby in the press conference said he loved the call. At some point, Lebby, Jeff has to just say, I screwed up.
Because the fans aren't going to want you
That
to.
nobody wants to hear I love the call.
Even if you did love the call, lie about it.
Just tell us a lie at that point. I will not hear it. If you're somebody out there who's like, well, if what if no. Play the odds. You're 30 seconds away from a win that will put so much energy into your program. All you got to do is kick a field goal, and you got a good kicker. I don't know what happened on the field goal that he kicked. I thought it was good. There are some replays where it looks good. There are some replays where maybe it doesn't. I don't know what happened, but
And he barely missed it if he missed it.
I trust Kyle Ferry. Put him in the middle of the field. He'll kick the field goal and win the game. I trust him to do that. Jeff Lebby denied his entire team an opportunity to do that. And as far as like for Shapen, you can't put the game into his hands there, right? And somebody on the message board, I forget who it was, whatever. There's like, you can put the game into Matt Corral's hands there. You can put the game into Dylan Gabriel's hands there, but you can't put it in Blake Shapen's hands. All right, he's not good enough for you to just trust implicitly in that situation. You have to
He hasn't
play.
done any.
He's
He
done
had
nothing.
the pass against Arizona State, but he hasn't done anything else that would
I don't
warrant
think
him.
enough people realize how lucky that play was that Sadou Traore trips up the defensive back. If Traore doesn't trip up that, and he it completely inadvertent, wasn't designed. He's not trying to block that guy. He's trying to get out of his route. They cross paths, and that gives Chapin the extra second he needs to find Thompson. If that doesn't happen, they lose the game.
And
Number
it's just so
two.
frustrating, man.
Number two. Number two. Coming back to what you were just saying, Robbie, losing to a coach whose fans are loudly chanting to fire. When I can hear the chant over on the TV, a fire Billy, that's one of the most embarrassing programs and moments in this program's history. It's not the most embarrassing. It's not Toledo. It's not Maine. It's not Troy State. It's not those, but it's in the discussion. You will mention it. If I had to do a top five, it's probably going to make it.
I don't think you can say this was more embarrassing than Toledo,
Again, it's not. It's not.
but it was embarrassing. It's embarrassing in itself.
Yeah,
The
because I
fact that
mean,
you
they
like
haven't fired him yet. It's 12:21. I will be shocked if
they are having a
Napier.
meeting as we speak.
Yeah, ever do.
I think in 30 minutes as we're recording this, they're
It may
having a
be literally by
meeting.
the time we are finished, might have
He will be fired
he'll be
today.
fired. Yeah.
He's going to be fired today.
Yeah, there you go.
And so that's what's really crazy about this. He ran off the field last night after winning a game, probably his last game inside that stadium, and was booed.
Dude.
And Mississippi State could not beat that team. When everybody in the stadium knew that their coach was going to be fired today or tomorrow or whenever they announce it, State still couldn't win the game.
Yeah.
And this game was kind of like lost earlier in the game. I know they had a
Oh, for
chance. I know
sure.
they had a chance to win, but you had a chance to kill Florida. You had a chance to kill their spirit. You scored on the first possession, which is exactly what you needed to have happen. You stopped them from scoring a touchdown the first possession, which I think was a win. That was to hold them to a field goal in that situation, that was big.
Yeah.
And you couldn't take advantage of that because on the very next possession, you miss a 50-yard touchdown pass where I mean, Brennan Thompson right now, they're just telling him to run, and he is consistently wide open. I don't know if you saw that like all night.
Brennan Thompson could have set a Mississippi State single game receiving record last night if he just if the ball had been there a couple times for him. He was open every play. I mean, Florida had issues in the secondary. I'll give Lebby credit for that. They had issues in the secondary, and they had nobody who could stay with Thompson, so they kept sending him deep, but they didn't connect.
Thompson had 155
They
yards,
had
and he could have
255.
had two touchdowns for sure.
At 255. I don't know what
And
the I don't the
that
record
touchdown alone would have put him over 100. I mean, 200.
I think is still Jamion Lewis
Jamion Lewis
Liberty
against,
Bowl.
Liberty Bowl against Rice.
Somebody recently.
Did Fred Ross break it against
No, because
Arkansas?
that's late. No,
That was
no.
it was next year. No, it was 2 years later.
It's not though. There was one and there was a Leach game where somebody had a ridiculous game. I forget what it, I forget.
Oh, was it Mekhi Polk maybe?
It might be. I'd have to go back and look.
I
But
don't know.
it could have been Brennan Thompson. So, number three, this is the kind of loss that gets you fired in a normal situation. This is because you look at it and you go, your fan base has zero faith in you right this second. It's
He's
as
gonna
low as
come.
it's ever been. The people who are still positive are people who are just going to be positive. They're people who just, who are just like, I refuse to say anything negative about the program
And they're
at
nowhere to
all.
be found today.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's fine.
And that's fine. I'm just
I
saying,
don't want to
like,
shame anybody. If you
no, what I'm saying is the only response we're seeing right now
is
is
negative.
negative.
Yeah.
I don't blame those people for being positive. I'm just saying
Yeah.
there is no one defending Jeff Levy
No,
today
correct.
on
Correct.
social media
Correct.
or the board.
Number four. I asked this question in the post game show last night, and I was like, "Y'all want you guys just to answer yes or no? If State runs the football." And they go for a field goal and they miss it. Could you have lived with that? And everybody was like, yes. Everybody could have lived with that. You did the thing we can't live with. You made that mistake.
Not even giving yourself a chance.
If you run the ball, it's good. It's second down, right? So you can spike it there. In all likelihood, Florida's going to call timeout.
I thought they had called a timeout. I couldn't
I
believe
couldn't
State
believe
called a
State called a
timeout.
timeout there. I could not believe it.
I thought it was Billy Napier.
But fine. Florida's going to call a timeout. You run the ball to center the ball. Either Florida calls a timeout there or Napier says, you know what? We're going to run it down and see what they do. You get your field goal team ready to go in the timeout. Say, hey, as soon as they mark the ball, we're out there. Do what Baylor, what TCU did, remember a few years ago against Baylor? You have more time than they did, and you kick the field goal. In all likelihood, Florida's calling a timeout, though. You got time, and then you can sneak it, let them call again, or what? You had enough time to do all of this. You did the one thing you couldn't do. You've put the ball in danger. Everybody, if I'm telling you right now, this podcast is so different. Everybody's just looking at it like, you know what? He missed, and that's tough, but it's okay. We're getting better. You might have a lot of people who are like, we're going to beat Texas. But that's not happening.
And they still might beat Texas.
We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about that in a second.
Tulu against South Carolina was the record.
I knew it was a more recent
256. That was
literally a Bar Bay game.
Yes. But remember, it was like they
kept hitting.
They just guy. Chunking it down the field.
That was the game where Will Rogers like really had the arm working for whatever reason.
Jamal Lewis was second.
So. Yeah, Jamal. Okay.
And then you have that obscure Jamel Smith game against Arkansas. Remember that? And then 2008 or 2007?
Yeah.
208 yards. That was like the first.
Wes Carroll threw for like 450 in that game or something.
That was like the first time I'd ever seen a receiver.
Give him hell, Jamal.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. Once again, your offensive head coach can't score points. It is incredible that Jeff Lebby, the architect of some of the highest scoring offenses in SEC history, when he was at Ole Miss, they averaged 38 points a game on an all-SEC schedule. And in SEC games this year, 34, not bad, but then 9 and now 21. That's not enough. That's not enough. And it ties into number 7. Once again, your defense played well enough to win. I cannot believe we are having these discussions that it's the offense costing Mississippi State wins. I can't believe it. You hired Jeff Lebby to score points, score from far, dime time, show time. None of it happening. It's incredible that they can't get this right. And I don't know if that's just because Shapen can't do it, or I know there's some play calling issues. Well, you know what? Let me go to number 8. Number 8. Lebby is another one of these coaches that just gets away from what's working. You got running backs averaging 5 yards a carry. Hand them the ball.
And like just a regular handoff.
Yeah.
Like that.
I hate this. Like, thing has to be an RPO.
We're going to toss it, and then the guy's coming in sweeping. Yeah. He gets stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Just hand the ball off. Let him run up the middle just like we did.
You're getting 5 yards a carry.
It's crazy. It's
bring your tight end in motion. Let him be your lead blocker. Number nine. 2010 game plan would have won the game. I'm not saying go 49-9, but if you are 3-1 run to pass in this game, you win.
Well, and they didn't even need to do that. That they could have thrown the football for 500.
They could have, but they didn't need.
Well, and here's the thing. I will say I don't disagree with throwing it the way that they did because you're down four starters in the secondary. They attacked that. It should have been there. It should have been a 500-yard game for Blake Shapen. But he couldn't hit the passes. He's not in sync with these receivers.
That goes back to what I'm saying. It's like Lebby has to realize at some point, like, it's not working with Blake Shapen. Number 9. You know what? I don't even know.
You ever said number 9 like 5 times.
The next thing that is true is the quarterback situation adds to my distrust of Lebby. Right? Shapen clearly not getting it done. Cromanhawk falling off the face of the earth. And then what they did with Kamara Taylor makes me want to be sick. All right? I understand. I go all week and I'm like, I feel like sometimes, I know it's not the case. I really know it's not. But I feel like sometimes Lebby is listening and he's like, I'm going to screw with that guy. Because they ran four straight quarterback powers with him.
And then took him out of the game.
And then took him out of the game to run another quarterback.
I would have just rather kept Kamari. He would have had a shot.
He would have had a chance. They tackled Shapen. Kamario could have pushed forward and gotten.
And now Kamario made a bad read on third down. He had Xavier Gayton for 30 yards.
Yeah.
If he would have just handed the ball off to Xavier Gayton, he was gone.
He's gone.
But I hate how they use Kamario. They
run plays.
They let him run the offense.
Yeah.
Let him throw the football. He can chunk it. Let him run the football.
Especially with
Let him throw the football.
what we're seeing with Chapin, it's so much of the one read. He's not moving his head. He's looking at one guy. Camargo can do that. And if you're going to tell me he doesn't grasp the playbook, find what he does grasp and let him do that.
Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know.
Tell me I can only run 30% of the playbook with Camargo Taylor, then fine. That 30%.
Yeah,
Because if 30% is him running plus him handing off plus him throwing deep every now and then, it's enough.
and at what point do you just say, like, hey, we're gonna give him a whole series here? And
You
like,
got to do it.
I know we've said many times on here, like, Chapin's quarterback, they're not making a change. I still don't believe they will, but at some point it might be like a situation like we talked about a few years ago when we were like, let's just see what Mike Wright's got. And you know, we saw it, and it wasn't good. So, all right, put Will Rogers back in there. That's kind of where I'm at here with Blake Chapin, because there is a limit in what he can give you right now. He's not connecting on the deep ball, which is a huge part of this offense, and you're just not. He should be hitting these players
that's
wide.
his strength is his arm.
And I
You think
think
he should be able to find these guys.
he's overshooting him. He's throwing it too hard, and so that's what's killing him. So you picked up a guy in Brennan Smith that is an absolute weapon in just getting past defenders, and they can't stop him. He's getting wide open, and you couldn't find him. And that is a massive problem for you offensively, because you don't have a lot of options at receiver. The guys that you do, you're not hitting in those big plays down the field. You don't have a lot of guys that can take, like Kevin Coleman last year, that could like take a screen pass and turn it into a big gain. The screen passes, the throws to the sidelines, those n hardly ever work for Mississippi State. The jet sweeps hardly ever work for
Hardly ever
Mississippi
work.
State. So it's just not working with this personnel. It would just be nice to see what can Camario do? Show us that Camario can't do it. Put him in there. He can't run the offense.
Everybody at least says, okay.
All right, Blake's the best shot we got this year. But for now, what do you have to lose? You brought him in there for a touchdown. You brought him in there in a key situation in that first possession, and you were going to do the same thing at Texas A&M. Let him do this.
All right, next one. I've lost count. You're right. I think this actually is number nine.
You said number nine like four times, I
You know
think.
what? Whatever.
Just say next one.
Next one.
That'll be fine.
You absolutely cannot go into the coaching search market today with these jobs opening up. You do not want to be in this market. All right. As we speak, Arkansas is open. Florida is about to be open. Oklahoma
Penn
State is
State.
open. Penn State is open. UCLA is open.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech is open. I'm not saying all these jobs are better than Mississippi State, by the way.
Florida and Florida State are probably both coming open. Those are
So
huge
that's
jobs.
let's go to what's about to come open. Florida and Florida State are going to be open. Auburn is going to be open.
It's looking that way.
Kentucky is going to be open. That's some raw, though. That's an easy plug for them.
You would think.
But I mean, so Tulane's going to be open. Tulane, again, I'm not a better job than Mississippi State, but open. There's a less than 50 or whatever you want to say. South Carolina is probably going to be open. LSU is probably going to be open.
It might.
I mean, LSU's already lost two games, and they still have Alabama to play, and they still have
They're
Oklahoma and Texas A&M.
probably going to lose four
Yeah,
at
easily. And
least.
that's
And
not good enough.
that, I don't know. I don't know if that's going
He's
to be
lost four
acceptable.
games every year he's been there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be acceptable at
Maybe one
all.
year where he had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yep.
You don't want to be getting the 13th best coach available. You just have to. You got to ride the year out.
I totally get.
I get
People,
the thing, the
I
anger. I get it.
understand, like, every time something like this
I
happens,
get
it's
it.
just like you, like, fire Lebby, fire this. We have no trust in him, whatever. But I can't say this like plainly enough. Like, Mississippi State cannot go into another coaching search 2 years removed from just having one, and 3 years removed from having another, pretty much. You're essentially looking at four coaches in 6 years.
You can't do
You
that.
can't do
You
that.
can't do it.
I understand this society is like, oh, just give him the next guy, but that eventually, and it hurt him with when you hired Jeff Lebby. Coaches talk, and it was like they keep firing coaches, or things are happening there, and that's a program that's they have like 3 10-win seasons ever, and they keep firing all these coaches. Who are you going to hire? I understand everybody thinks that Dan Mullen's just going to come crawling back here. I don't even know if Mississippi State's going to take him if he
Yeah.
wanted to come back, and I don't even know if he wants to leave where he is right now.
Right.
So if that's the case, who are you hiring next? We'll just go get James Franklin. Why would James Franklin want to come here right now?
Right. I don't have better options. He could get Auburn.
People think that you're just going to write a check and James Franklin's just going to jump on board.
If James Franklin has to pick between Mississippi State, Auburn,
That
Florida
and
State, LA.
that's the thing. There's two. It's not all the fact that like you shouldn't fire a coach after 2 years right now. It's the fact that the options that you will have available are going to be
Vandy
incredibly
could come open
slim.
because Clark Lee is going to be in demand. I mean, we have to. That's the other side you have to look at is what jobs are going to come open from other coaches leaving and because they take other jobs. And Vandy is going to be one of them. I'm trying to think my way around like who's a hot coach that could, you know, somewhere I mentioned Golesh at South Florida is going to be mentioned. Silverfield, and although they lost yesterday.
Yeah, that took a little bloom off the rose.
I almost put them as in no coffee, but somebody else stepped up for that. All right, let's get these last two in. Incredibly, Mississippi State could win every game on the schedule if they would just play to their potential.
That is what's insane.
This team is good enough to beat Texas, beat Georgia, beat Arkansas, beat Missouri, and beat Ole Miss. They are absolutely good enough to do that.
And if there's a silver lining in this thing with Jeff Lebby is that he and his staff have gotten this team to that point.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they're kind of standing in the way too. Like this is, it's kind of like a double-edged sword here. Like you had to get better, you got better, you got better players, you got a lot better than we even thought. But now you're at the point where like you should be even better, and they're not. I can promise you on Monday, when we talk to Jeff Lebby, he's going to talk about all the things that they're doing wrong and how it's all on them, and they have not executed the way they need to execute. And
Yeah.
that's 100%. Like they haven't just gone out and played really, really hard and not made mistakes, and the other team was just better.
Yeah.
That I think Tennessee was
Tennessee, they did
close
that. Yeah.
in that game. They made a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, they could have won. Yeah.
So it's just right now, Mississippi State is holding Mississippi State back.
Because the other side of that coin is the last one. They could also lose every game remaining on the schedule. And I think that's
Yeah.
right now, that's where the odds are that they're going to finish 4-8.
Which is something that we said was possible, but
Never thought
the
it
way
would
that is
happen.
playing out is what makes it frustrating. Like
Yeah,
there's a
because
ton of
they should
people.
have had two more wins. They had Tennessee and Florida beat and couldn't beat them.
There's a ton of people that predicted. I mean, you predicted 4-8. There's a ton of, I predicted
Not
four and
like
seven.
this.
That's what I'm saying, is the way that it's happening is what's frustrating. This team is
My
better than we thought.
my or my prediction was based on the idea that defensively they had not done enough to get talent in, and that I just didn't believe in Hutzler.
Yeah.
And I thought they would just lose a bunch of high scoring games. If you had told me they were going to be 4-3 at this point and they were losing games because they can't get in the end zone, I would not have believed you. But that's where we are. Let's move into the last part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. I was really mad at my oldest daughter the other day. I suggested Two Brothers. She was like, eh. I was
What?
like, you know, child of mine.
Traitor.
So we'll hit it again soon, though, because I love Two Brothers. I've talked about this before. Like, I'm an eat my feelings kind of guy. Buddy, you don't think that I could put down about $100 at Two Brothers? Did you see what I tweeted last night, by the way,
What?
about Two Brothers? So we had our pro we have we've been having problems here at the studio. By the way, if you're a Thunder and Lightning post game live listener, again, my apologies. We keep having these issues on these road games where I try to come up here to do the podcast and I can't, for whatever reason, it won't go live. And last night we had no sound. So I go home and I tweeted out, I was like, this is try number three. If this doesn't work, I'm going to Two Brothers and the first round is on me. I was ready to pay for a round for the whole bar, but thankfully the show worked. Because my wife would have again been mad at me. She'd have
Yeah.
just had to get over it though. Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I could go for some wings. That should be their slogan. I could go for some wings. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for, I can't wait for this one, 50 years.
50.
You need technology for your business. Call Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier or a new printer, you need to talk to those good folks there. They will get you, not only will they get you taken care of with a great piece of equipment, but they will guarantee the service afterwards that you can't. What are you laughing at? What did I
Oh,
do now?
you can finish it. I'll tell you
They
when you
will.
get done with
They
your ad reads.
They will take care of you long after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starville City, Maroon & Co., that's the place you're going to find the Mississippi State merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything state script and interlocking, everything you need for your house, your car, your tailgate, everything Mississippi State in one location in Starville. It's at Maroon & Co. or maroonandco.com. That's the website. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in-store or online to save 15% off regular price. Next time you're near in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, go to Maroon & Co. Great weekend, great weather out there this weekend. If you're out there in the yard, if you're in the garden, if you got projects around the house, if your dishwasher breaks, things of that nature, everything I just mentioned, I can find something to help you out at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guys, I know that we're getting to the time of year where maybe you're mowing the grass less. It doesn't mean that you need to use a lesser mower. John Deere is the way to go. Get one at Scruggs. They call the credit department. Tell them, hey, this is what we got. They're going to find a plan that works for you. And a lot of times, it's going to be 0% financing. It's going to be up to 60 months. They can help you out. Whatever you're looking for. There's a reason this the slogan. Of all the slogans that businesses have, I think Scruggs has the most truthful one. When they say Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Once again, we've been talking about, you know, if you've bought some property lately and you're thinking, I got timber. I got to get these trees down. I got to clear this land out. Who do I need to talk to? You want to talk to Good Hope Land and Timber. Years of experience, a fully trained, fully certified team of loggers. What are you doing? Anything from land and timber purchasing, plantation thinning, timber management, development harvest. Are you thinning out for a stand? You just want to manage your forest for the long term. Whatever your needs are, Good Hope Land and Timber is happy to talk to you and earn your business. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. What's so damn funny?
I was laughing at this video of Killer Cross, and he was at a whatever
one of the indie shows.
Yeah. And so this girl comes up in the ring and like hits him with a chair on his back.
Yeah.
He turns around, she throws the chair and he headbutts it. And then he just picks her up and the ceiling is like the one in here with like the little thing.
Yeah.
He like throws her through it and her head like goes to the little ceiling and then she comes back.
I'll find that. I love Killer Cross. He was on Van Vliet the other day. An interview. He and Scarlett, right? Is the
He does an incredible Jesse Ventura impression. It's unbelievable.
So it's so good. I can't do Ventura.
It's amazing.
I'm in the Baja. I can't. He and Will Sasso.
Yes. Oh my God. Will Sasso.
So. Sasso can do Ventura.
Macho Man.
He can do Macho Man.
He can Scott Hall.
His Scott Hall. That is the funniest. That clip, I watch it a lot. I watch two clips a lot to make myself laugh. It's Will Sasso doing Scott Hall where he says, "Hey Sasso, you look like someone who could do coke and eat." That is one of the funniest things I've heard. It's so funny. That and the one that was recent with Dan Soder doing Andre the Giant conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The earth is flat.
And then there's Will Sasso as Tony Soprano on Mad TV.
He does that.
They just keep like
it's like real
blurting out. Well, they keep like blurting out all the cuss words, so it's just like, and it's just like cut scenes like that.
That and Sasso does he does Ric Flair too, and he does Triple H.
Yes.
So Sasso's really good. So.
And he does Randy Newman.
Yeah, Wandy. He does Wandy.
Red lady
eating an apple.
We need something
one bite
about in Mississippi State. Sorry.
Let's talk about something important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. Hey, the holidays are almost here. If you have a coffee lover in your life, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. All the great coffees they sell, plus mugs and everything coffee-related. Coffee-flavored. All right. Jeff Lebby, your six-shot espresso, no go. Absolutely not.
He's not getting the espressos on Monday.
The easiest decisions I've ever made. that Jeff Lebby's not getting that coffee. You can believe that.
I don't know how he's going to wake up on Monday morning, but it won't be through espresso.
Well, the people in the building are going to have to wake him up, whatever building he's in. In the SEC, I thought there was only one loss that really stood out. I mean, Tennessee losing to Alabama. Alabama's really good. And I want to talk a little bit more about Alabama in just a second. Kentucky could have gotten this, but at the end of the day, nobody expected Kentucky to win that game. So on and so forth. It's Auburn. And that job is going to come open. And Auburn is kind of where Mississippi State is in that they hired a guy who was an offensive coach and they can't score. Like they score less than Mississippi State does. A State Auburn game might get you this year might get you another 3-2. It really might. Freese just looks like he's ready to go out there. He's ready. Yeah. He's ready to call it a day.
Well, he knows that he's cooked. He doesn't have the
never had that before. Like when they fired him at Ole Miss, you know, I always think back to like his last game at Ole Miss was the 2016 Egg Bowl, and going into that game, I never would have thought that was going to be his last game.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's just his normal self out there. Now he's feeling the pressure. And this is the first time in his career he's really ever felt that.
And he can't talk about, you know, we just don't have the players yet. No, you've had 3 years to get this right.
You got two NFL wide receivers.
Look at the five stars he got at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jackson Arnold was their guy.
Well, he's a star.
They had plenty of opportunities to get a quarterback. That's who they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's who you brought in. That's a bad evaluation on your part.
Yeah.
So you're responsible for that. You're responsible for getting him ready, getting him developed. They didn't do it. It just didn't work in Auburn for whatever reason.
We'll, however, throw a special mention. Maybe you know they can have. They can have a small coffee. They can't have. I don't. Maybe no. They can't. They no coffee. The Ole Miss defense
didn't get
a single stop. Georgia scored on every drive they had, except I guess they took a knee at the end. That's it, right?
Yeah,
that's the only drive they didn't score on,
and they stopped them and held them to a field goal in the first possession. Then I think everything else was a touchdown. And Georgia was the same way to the fourth quarter.
You can't tell me that when Georgia went for two and didn't get it, you weren't thinking, boy, they'll chase that point the whole game and they'll end up losing by one.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is if they had kicked the extra point there, Ole Miss would have needed two scores. It would have been a 9-point game. But regardless, Ole Miss's defense has taken a big step. I mean, they gave up big points to Arkansas. They gave up plenty of points to Kentucky. LSU can't score on anybody. LSU could have gotten this too. They're in real trouble. But we'll give it to Auburn. Special mention to the Ole Miss defense. Nationally, I had options here. But when I think about Alabama, I think Alabama is the best chance to beat Ohio State, right? They could go 14-1, and that loss is going to be to like a 4-8 Florida State team who gets no coffee. Florida State lost to Stanford last night. Oh, that's a conference game. I'll point that out. I don't know how Tallahassee to Palo Alto isn't further than Eugene to Piscataway, but whatever.
My gosh.
Florida State, when they beat Alabama, we're like, all right, Seminoles are back. Don't know what happened last year, but we'll move on. Nope. And Norvell's buyout is $50 million. Oh, well. Somebody's going to have to pay it. I don't know what the big Florida State alum thing is. I don't know what they sell, but they're going to have to sell them because they're going to have to pay that buyout. Florida State 2 years ago went 13-0, got screwed out of the college football playoff. I will admit, I don't do the whole the team was different and they couldn't have competed. I say your record is what gets you into the playoff. That's how I feel about it. I feel like they got screwed. I think the way they handled that, by the whole team opting out and then letting them go to Georgia and lose by 50, I think that was part. I think that cursed them. I think the football gods were like, you should have showed up, given Georgia a game, beaten them, and said, "What now?" Made the AP or make them vote for a national champion with you sitting there undefeated. They could have done it, but they didn't. So Florida State, Mike Norvell, no coffee for you guys. All right, tomorrow we'll.
I got a question for you here.
I will be happy to answer.
I just saw this on the message board. Yeah. Blake Shapen on Instagram has a post.
That's where he
keep that same
blanket.
It's only two.
Florida has fired Billy Napier.
Wow, it's only two asterisks. So, is that fat energy? I don't know what that is.
Fun.
I mean, are you saying we're fat? I don't know.
Why are you body shaming me? I'm trying to lose weight, Blake.
Players can't talk to fans like this anymore, can they? And get away with this?
Well, you
He's making, I assume, over $1 million.
Yeah.
Luke Cromenhawk came in there and said, we don't need any of that fake SHIT. Luke Cromenhawk is making close to $1 million, I'd imagine, as the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
You can't talk to fans this way anymore. You can't.
Like,
if you don't perform, you are an employee now, whether the NCAA says you are or not. You're an employee. You're not. You're no longer the student athlete stuff. This is what the players wanted. The players wanted to be compensated. They wanted to make money. You are going to be criticized like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Blake Shapen's 24 mm-hmm. at this state. You can't talk to fans like this. You threw an interception on the last drive on the road, lost the ball game. It's not all Blake Shapen's fault. But you have to assume some responsibility here.
Mm-hmm.
And as the quarterback of the team, you're responsible for that situation there. You didn't perform to your standard, to Mississippi State's standard under Jeff Lebby. You got to eat it.
Yeah.
When we do something stupid on here, we're hearing it from the fans too.
Yeah.
And this is a free podcast. We're not a starting quarterback that's making well over six figures, probably close to seven, if not over seven. So, I don't like this from the quarterback of your team doing that. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And talking to the fans this way, which I'm assuming I could be wrong on this. He could be talking about something else. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this.
Can't do it.
You can't
do it anymore. Oh, probably get to talk.
It's not us against the world. All this stuff. Mississippi State is bank. The fans are bankrolling.
Yeah.
The football program.
We'll talk Shapen tomorrow too. I'm sure.
I mean, it's. I don't
see.
Like
I guess. You know what tomorrow's show is? Robbie's now one up on me in the SEC playoffs, or in SEC picks, pick 'em, because I took the Ole Miss Rebels, but that's fine by me. I will come back, and I will defeat him one way or the other. That means I have to, you know, stuff him in the back of my trunk and drive him off to a location that he was never seen again. That counts as a win for me because I didn't have to pay for the dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
We will. See you guys tomorrow. See you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.